This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy have reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, ending a months-long stalemate. Speaking to reporters, McCarthy says it's a deal that's worthy of the American people.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce, rein in government overreach. There are no new taxes, no new government programs. There's a lot more within the bill.
McCarthy emphasized the deal may not be absolute. The text has to be finalized and submitted to members of Congress and voted on, which he believes will occur by Wednesday. Russia and Ukraine on Saturday both claimed to have launched more attacks on each other in multiple locations, with Russia saying it has intercepted the Ukrainian missiles and Ukraine stating the frontline combat remained fierce. This comes just a day after leading Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and urged the U.S. and other allies for more support.
I've never been more optimistic than I am now that the goal of driving out the invader is possible, and the key is continued commitment to give quality to the Ukrainian military to deal with the quantity of the Russian military.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's military intelligence claims that Russia is plotting a large-scale provocation at a nuclear power plant designed to put hostilities on pause and give Moscow's forces a respite they badly need to regroup ahead of the looming Ukrainian counteroffensive. A statement by the Intelligence Directorate of Ukraine's Defense Ministry claimed that Russian forces would strike the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and report a radioactive leak in order to trigger an international probe. This is VOA News. Voters in Turkey are returning to the polls Sunday to decide whether the country's longtime leader stretches his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade or is unseated by a challenger who has promised to restore a more democratic society. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been at Turkey's helm for 20 years. He is favored to win a new five-year term in the second round runoff after coming just short of an outright victory in the first round on May 14th. The divisive populace who turned his country into a geopolitical player finished 4 percentage points ahead of Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the candidate of a six-party alliance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Somalia will start electing its president and other officials by direct vote next year, the government announced on Sunday, ending a system of indirect voting in the Horn of Africa country that has endured 3 decades of conflict and clan battles. Amid widespread insecurity caused by an Islamist insurgency and weak state structures, in recent years, lawmakers voted for the president, while clan heads and elders elected lawmakers in both the federal government and regional states. The Taliban and Iran exchanged heavy gunfire Saturday on the Islamic Republic's border with Afghanistan, killing and wounding troops while sharply escalating rising tensions between the two countries amid a dispute over water rights. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency quoted the country's deputy police chief accusing the Taliban of opening fire first Saturday morning on the border of Iran's Sistan and Balochistan province and the Afghan province of Nimruz. Vice President Kamala Harris made history as the first woman to deliver the West Point commencement address, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Harris told the U.S. Military Academy class they graduate into an increasingly unsettled world where long-standing principles are at risk.
Global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America.
The vice president says America has no greater strategic asset than those wearing our uniform.
There is no more noble work than a person can do than to serve our nation in uniform.
4 decades ago, West Point graduated its first class of female cadets. Still, it's made slow progress diversifying its ranks. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.